Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning blogger, YouTuber, life coach, badass entrepreneur, manifester, and author. My mission is to awaken and to inspire women to live their best lives now and to find their purpose in life. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and to start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey guys, and welcome to another one of my Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast episodes. I hope you are doing really well today on this spring day. I don't know why I said that. I always do such weird intros. But anyway, thank you so much for joining me. I am super excited to be bringing another awesome topic to you today. We're going to do a bit of business today, guys. We're going to do a bit of purpose, bit of business. But if anybody's listening and they're like, well, I don't have a business, don't worry. This is for you too, boo. We're going to talk about purpose and we're going to talk about how purpose unfolds as well. So this can definitely relate to those of you who are in career or full-time employment, and also to our business queens and kings as well. So I get asked this so much and I just see it time and time again. Like I've actually lost count. I'm pretty certain about 80, probably 90% of clients that come to me are feeling overwhelmed, especially with business coaching. And they will say that, you know, Emma, I want to do this business. I want to start up this wellness or spiritual business or even coaching business. And I'm just so overwhelmed. I don't know what my niche is. I don't know what my focus is. And where the heck do I start? And I want to do everything and anything, but I'm overwhelmed. And then I get them to explain, you know, what their ideas are, you know, what they want to do, what the vision is, who they want to kind of, you know, reach and impact. And I'm just like, well, even I'm confused, to be honest. And why this happens is because, and I don't really particularly pay much attention to the coaching industry just because of the BS out there. I always stay in my own lane and focus on my own stuff and, you know, focus on things that align to me. But the impression I get from a lot of my clients who have worked with other people is they are, you know, telling people to niche down. So niche, get yourself in that small niche box. And then that doesn't align with the person and that feels too restrictive and that feels, you know, not great for the person because they're not honoring the very things they want to talk about, or maybe it doesn't feel expansive enough. Or you have the opposite side of the scale where people feel this like pressure to talk about everything and they're like, well, Emma, I want to be a life coach or I want to, you know, be a business mentor and I want to focus on X, Y, and Z. But actually, I also am really passionate about talking about this, or I also want to do this, and I also want to do that. And the problem comes with it's either too much or they're trying to restrict themselves and they want more. So identify which one you are if you are feeling either restricted by your niche or you're feeling like you want to do everything. But how does it even tie together? How can I even make this into a niche, or how can I even make this into a business by all the ideas that you have? And neither way is right or wrong. That's what I want to say. It's just aligning. All this is alignment and looking at it very slightly different. That's all this is. And even for people who are employed and are like, well, that doesn't apply to me, but I want to find my purpose and I have some ideas of what my purpose might be. But again, it either feels too restrictive to niche myself down to something, or I want to do everything and everything. And again, how do I make this into a career? How do I make that into a business? How do I even progress with that? So I've got your back today, guys. I've got you covered. And I feel like this would be a really helpful topic for everybody. So I'm going to dive into this and hopefully give you some pearls of wisdom and some breakthroughs and some clarity for you to be able to move forward in whatever direction feels good to you. One thing I want to start off with, though, is talking about my journey 8 years ago. So for those of you who don't know, who listen to this podcast, I ran a different business to this. I started my entrepreneur journey 8 years ago, and it was a very different business. It was Extreme Couponing and Deals UK. So I covered all things money saving and coupons. And again, totally thrown in at the deep end, had no plan to do this, no knowledge, no expertise. That's why I went and trained in digital marketing. And even now, I get clients come to me who say, "But Emma, like, you've been doing this for 8 years." And I'm like, "What? No, I've been doing this spiritual business, well, legally since 2014, officially since 2017. So really, that's only 4 years that I've been, you know, dedicating full time to this spiritual business and coaching business. Obviously, I have my platforms before from 8 years ago." And I say, "But do you really think that on day one of this spiritual business, I went in and called myself, you know, a spiritual life coach, business mentor, author coach who did inner child work, worked on limiting beliefs and fears with people, helped them unblock themselves to abundance? No, I flipping didn't. No, I do so much stuff. Like, I'm never going to deny that, because everyone says, Emma, you do so much. I do so much. But that's because I've been doing this for 4 years and longer too, obviously, but this specific business for 4 years. So I've had 4 years to expand into that. From day one, I simply did law of attraction coaching. That is all I did. I literally kept people accountable, helped them with their positive mindset, and also law of attraction. That was it. But my main marketing was law of attraction coaching. And then 6 months in, I thought, well, I've got my business training from when I did business mentoring on my previous business, and I feel like I do want to help people in their businesses. So I feel like I can do that with wellness and spiritual businesses. So that's when my business coaching came in. And then really over the last two-ish, 3 years, I've then expanded into, you know, training in EFT and tapping, training in inner child work, training in even crystal therapy. I mean, I don't advertise that. I don't really use it, to be honest, but these things fascinate me. So for me, you know, and all of those things help my membership as well, like having more knowledge. Again, I would not have done my membership from day one because I just didn't have that spiritual expertise to cover such a wide array of topics. So as my spiritual journey evolved over the last 5 years, my business journey evolved as well. And that's why I'm telling you this, because I want you to take into stock that what you see me doing today is not what I've done for 4 years. Please, please get out of that comparison boat and stay in your own lane with this. You have to start somewhere. Starting somewhere is better than nothing. And what I see is people get so overwhelmed with starting and having this crystal clear clarity of their niche or their purpose or, you know, their ideal client or whatever it may be, how their business message is, that they end up doing nothing because they're so overwhelmed and so confused that they end up doing nothing because they're trying to either, like I said, fit all of what they want to do into this really tight niche that doesn't feel good at all, or they're wanting to do everything and anything and have no idea how to niche that or how to even, you know, communicate that in a brand message or whatever. So really the key here is alignment. And did I feel 100% aligned in my business 4 years ago? No, I felt aligned at the time, of course. I do want to stress that I felt aligned at the time, guys. But you know, as I went along my spiritual journey, my knowledge of a lot of things expanded as I read books and studied and trained and, you know, had experience and practiced, etc. So as that grew, so did my want and my desire to expand what I did. So then obviously, you know, over the last few years, I've incorporated inner child work, inner work, limiting beliefs and fears. Did I focus on that on day one? Absolutely not, because I wasn't trained in it and I wasn't, you know, I didn't feel confident enough in it myself because heck, I had that work to do first. So what I really want to say to you is you have to start somewhere and your business will grow and evolve as you grow and evolve. So will your purpose if you don't run a business. And it's just really important to really honor with where you're at now, because that is still as useful as where you'll be in 3-4 years time. You are here for a lifetime, not a season. That is a quote from the opening page of my book, Positively Wealthy, but it's so true. So many people want to have everything here and now. And it's like, well, actually, that's not even how you create a sustainable business. That's not how you create a business that is here for the long run. Because, you know, if you're focusing on things, and, you know, again, I have clients, and again, this is said with love. I love every single one of my clients I work with who will say, well, I want to be a spiritual coach. And I said, okay, so if someone comes to you about XYZ, they're like, oh, well, I don't know anything about that. And I said, well, you have to be prepared for this. If you're going to call yourself a spiritual coach, you need to have that broad, you know, knowledge and awareness and be able to serve from that place. But because you don't, actually, you'd be better off, you know, using slightly different words to actually communicate what you are, you know, expertised in and what you want to talk about, instead of branding yourself in quite a generic term. So for me, I was a law of attraction coach. Now I would consider myself as a spiritual coach because I can cover so many topics because I've done the training, I've had experience. And, you know, 5 years down the line, I know a lot of things about chakras and angels and all these different things, but it's not what I would call, you know, my core values of the business. So you really have to be honest with yourself and say, you know, you've got to start somewhere. That doesn't mean that, you know, as time passes, that you can't qualify in other things and, you know, learn different things and expand. Absolutely not. But you have to allow that expansion because you don't want to overwhelm yourself, which is probably how you're feeling if you're resonating with this so far. And, you know, has that served you so far? Probably not. Probably not if you're being like, oh my God, this is me. It's probably not serving you. So it's actually more aligned and better for you and better for your business to start with where you're at. Same with purpose. You may have inklings of what you want to do, but you have to start with where you are. Whether that's trying out some experience in that field to see whether it's for you, whether it's making connections, whether it's setting out a plan of how you're going to do that. You know, you can't just go in and expect the end result either way with a business or your purpose, you know. You have to start somewhere. And exactly, you know, if you have to go in at a slightly lesser entry level at a company, for example, for the role that you do want, there's nothing wrong with that. You're going to learn so much stuff. You're going to learn, you're going to make great connections, you're going to be within the business as well, which would, you know, help you to, you know, get those promotions and get up the ladder to where you want to be. So you have to start somewhere. You cannot expect to go in to a business or a career with that, you know, with that knowledge, with that expertise, with whatever, with everything. You have to start somewhere and allow those seeds to flourish. Allow those seeds to be planted in order for the universe to help them flourish and blossom at the time they are meant to. So here now, you know, 4 years later, I do, oh my God, like, my days are so different to what I did 4 years ago. My coaching is so different to what I did 4 years ago. And that brings me great joy because they've evolved, like the teaching, the structure, what I do, my methods, my tools. I've developed my methods and tools again through experience, through my own work, through training, through so many different ways. So if anything, it goes from strength to strength, which is amazing. And you know, again, like I've been told so many times that my business is not always going to stay just like this. And I knew that. And that doesn't mean that I'm going to stop doing what I do. Absolutely not. I love it. I live and breathe it. And you can't shut me up about the law of attraction. But do I think it's going to go deeper? Absolutely. Do I think with where I'm heading with book three and where I'm heading with my work and what really lights me up in my coaching sessions, in my content, is deeper than law of attraction? Frick yes. But you guys have probably already guessed that by the topics I cover, the content I create, and what you've experienced in Positively Wealthy as well, my books. So it's a natural evolution, right? We can't do the same thing forever. And that would become really stagnant. And a really good example of this is actually my YouTube channel. You know, I've done YouTube for like 6-7 years now. It's been quite a long time. And obviously I started off with my money saving videos and now I do my spiritual videos, law of attraction videos. And every single week, guys, without fail, for 7 years, you've had a video. And for ages, like I tried to switch things up last year and it felt better, felt more aligned when I went back down to one video a week. And then I was like thinking recently, I was like, I still need to shift this. Like I could be doing so much more with this where I'm reaching more people and impacting more people, because obviously, you know, I'm a businesswoman. I got to think of that too. You know, it's great to, you know, create content, but I kind of want people to watch it, you know, and, you know, incorporate my passions and what I'm passionate about, but make the content more impactful and give it that new energy that, because, you know, for 4 years, I've been pretty much putting that same energy in, actually giving it a different energy, but still having that consistency. So it's been really interesting for me to really switch things up, whether it's the YouTube banner or whether it's my content plan. That YouTube channel, if you're watching it religiously, guys, is going to change massively, and it feels really good. And because I've done, I think it's like 400 videos, it was 300 and something the last time I checked, so I presume it's 400 now. I may be wrong. You know, now I've done all those videos, like, I've covered a heck of a lot of spiritual and law of attraction topics. Like, you name something, I've probably covered it. So now it's saying, well, now I've done those videos, how can I make that content even more evolved and even more streamlined? Because a lot of those videos I filmed at the start of my business or spiritual career. So actually now what I would say and what I say on this podcast and my books is probably way more evolved. So it's really looking at that evolution and saying it's not a bad thing when things change and grow and evolve. Like, the only constant we have is change in this life. But actually, by honoring that and honoring the space that you're in now and authentically honoring it and being honest and saying, how can I streamline this, or how can I meet myself with where I'm at right now, to, you know, where in what feels alignment now, to then, you know, say, great, I have all these ideas, great, I have that ambition and goal, but that doesn't mean it's not going to happen. That just means, like, I need to start somewhere. If I want that, you know, such and such business, if I want that successful business, I've got to start somewhere. I've got to, you know, get the doors open and start doing something. So it's not just saying, you know, like, do it messily or do it half-assed. Definitely not. That's not what I'm saying here. It's doing it from an aligned space where you simplify this process and meet yourself with where you're at. Get out, get the experience, start doing, and in time, your practice will evolve. You're not going to show up as the best coach in your first few sessions. That's not saying people are rubbish. But, you know, if I look at what I was doing in my first sessions, like, I took so much away from that. You know, after I did my life coaching certification, I took so much from that. And then also there was such a big part of it that I had to be practical with as well. I had to, you know, put all of that into practice and create my own methods and create my own through the successes I was having with people. So that 4-year evolution, you know, if I was to get...
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey everyone, I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently, Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Get some of my first ever clients and they had a session now. I mean, actually one lady does still come to me every now and again, bless her, she's awesome. You know, like, if I was to say, right, compare this to what it was in the beginning, you know, it'd be massively different. But again, the price is different and so many different things are evolved. My knowledge has evolved, my awareness has evolved. You know, everything is an evolution. And, you know, it's like riding a bike. You can't just get on a bike for the first time and be like, I mean, this is such a weird example I'm giving. But it's like, you know, you can't just get on a bike for the first time and just be like, oh my God, I'm the best. I can balance. I can ride this without stabilizers. I'm perfect. None of us as children did that. We had to learn to ride the bike. We had to grow and evolve and realize that maybe we're going to fall off the bike. Maybe we're going to get hurt. Maybe we're going to have fun and then we're going to feel like we're going backwards. But actually, you're still learning and you're still evolving always. And you're going to get to that place where you can ride that bike. And it's the same with your purpose as well, of like, there is always space for evolution and growth. You don't have to have it all now. And there's such a, I guess, a societal programming where everybody wants everything now, whether it's technology, whether it's products. You know, we live in a world of Amazon Prime and same day delivery now. Unfortunately, I don't have that in the countryside, but I know it exists and I can hold hope. But again, like, we always have that mentality now because of the world we live in of now, now, now. I need everything now. I need that perfect business model, that perfect career. And it's like, where has actually that mentality or that energy of just throwing yourself into something and, you know, working with where you're at, working with what you've got and actually, you know, doing what feels in alignment now to then grow and evolve. There is nothing wrong with that. Any successful business person will tell you they did not start their business how you see it today. They started off simply. Simplicity is key here. They started off where they were at with what they had, the tools, techniques, expertise, whatever, and grew and evolved that business to what you see today. And think about it. If you were to suddenly, you know, you would take a heck of a lot of time to even get there. If you were to start your business or whatever with everything, all the tools, all the knowledge, everything, that would take you freaking ages. And then you would have nowhere to grow from there. Do you know what I mean? You'd have nowhere to grow from there. And that to me sounds boring. That to me, to my Virgo self, I'm like, ugh, no. Like, I want that space of growth and expansion where my practice gets deeper, which it has. Where I'm able to provide different things and talk about different things, which it has. So I think it's about slowing yourself down and saying, like, there is no rush. What are you rushing for? And I think most people, I mean, some people might feel that rush and that pressure, but most people, it's more of the clarity aspect of, well, actually, I just don't feel clear. And that's what's stopping me. So if you're not feeling clear, simplify it, strip it all back and start with your strengths. Start with where you are right here and right now, because that is your strengths, that is your superpowers, and that is what you've got. So instead of procrastinating and feeling overwhelmed and not doing anything, start with where you're at. You have all the time in the world. I cannot stress this enough. You have all the time in the world to achieve every single one of your goals. If you're employed or you have your own business, you have all of the time in the world. It is not going anywhere. The universe does not make mistakes with timing. Ooh, the universe does not make mistakes, guys. You are exactly where you need to be. So if you're not doing anything, start off small, strip it back, simplify it. And if you're feeling like you're boxed in your niche, break the fuck out of that box. I literally said this to a client the other day. I was like, who put you in this box? We're going to break that ceiling. Get out the box. You're not in a box. Like, you know, you have to find passions and topics. And, you know, even from the beginning, I spoke about multiple things. I didn't just speak about the law of attraction on my platforms. But in terms of my branding, it was law of attraction. But in terms of my communication on my platforms, I spoke about a whole different array of things. Business, spirituality, law of attraction, you know, loads of different things. But that wasn't my branding. That wasn't my niche until later on when I was like, no, I have that experience. I have that expertise. I have that presence with it as well. Presence is another one of that authority. And this is what I hear. It's not really a word I like to coach with, but my publishers say it to me as well about authority. So sometimes it's about having that authority in that field as well of, and that's not saying, you know, you have to have millions of followers or loads of credentials. Obviously that helps, but it's in terms of like your authority, but also saying, you know, like, just start with where you're at. You're not going to be perfect when you start. You're probably going to, you know, learn things, make mistakes, and that's fine because we're human and we are allowed to do that. obviously within reason. Like, you don't want to do anything irresponsible with people, especially if you're coaching. So that's why, you know, insurances and your certifications are important. So you learn right from wrong, and you learn the code of conduct, and you learn those basic things, because those are the things you don't want to get wrong. But in terms of your branding and your communication, like, again, I say to people, you can change anything at any time. Don't like something on your website? Change it. Don't like something on your Instagram? Change it. Like, nobody's holding you to ransom saying that the words you post on day one must be the words that you have every single day. Like, I literally piss my web lady off with the amount of changes I do on my website. And I've learned how to do it myself now. So I don't even message her anymore. I'm like, I'm just going to do it myself now. So nobody knows how many times I change things. You know, on my Instagram, change things. On everything, change things. I have no shame about up-leveling, changing, and upgrading things. Because that's evolution, and that's growth, and that's how you align your business more and more and more to that place you want it to be. So don't feel like you're boxed in. Don't feel like what you communicate on your website or social media is the very thing you must always communicate, and therefore you must know your biggest, grandest vision and have such clarity on that, because, oh my God, you can never change that website. You can change the website. I want to clarify that. You can change your website at any time. So start with where you're at. You know, I create, even like my course stuff, I create stuff and then halfway through I'm like, I'm just going to tweak that. I'm just going to tweak that wording so it sounds better. So again, like, you learn through experience. You learn through doing. You learn through practice. Practice makes perfect. So I really just want you to unblock yourself and really, like, simplify this process. If you're feeling overwhelmed, simplify. Just simplify. Scrap all the extra stuff of how you, or, you know, all the stuff where you're like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. Scrap it. You don't need it right now. If you did, you'd know how to do it. And do the things you do know how to do, and do the things that do feel clear. Because again, in 6 months' time, if it feels then good to incorporate something or do some extra training or whatever, fab, you're going to know when to do it. The universe's timing is always perfect. But right now, if it's overwhelming you and making you stop altogether, it's not in alignment. It's not in alignment. If it was, you'd be flowing. If it was, it would be happening. And that doesn't mean it's never going to feel in alignment. Definitely not. But just wait. Like, I've wanted to do a spiritual course for a while now. And obviously I did my Inner Child Joy course last year, which I absolutely loved. And again, I'm doing that again. So if you want to come and do some inner child work, Inner Child Joy is, you know, I've got my creative manifesting challenge this week. So you can head on over to Facebook and type in creative manifesting with your inner child and come enjoy the free challenge. But also I have my 6-week inner child joy course as well. This wasn't meant to be a shameless plug, but I'm just saying, if you want to do it, it's there, guys. But I've wanted to do another spiritual course for a while, and I had my PDF courses, and at the time they felt great, but I was like, nope, I really want to do a course. But nothing really sat well. Apart from Inner Child Joy, nothing really sat well. So that's why I focused on my author course and my Inner Child Joy course to start off with last year. And anyway, this year, oh, the downloads have come. Oh, everything's flowed. Oh, everything is aligning and working out. And, you know, like, most people probably say, well, isn't that something you would have done straight away, Emma? Isn't that something you should have done years ago? I wanted to, believe me, I flipping wanted to, but it didn't feel in alignment. And my author course came first, and then my Inner Child Joy course came first, where I could create great little 6-week courses to really support people in those topics I was really passionate about, to then be able to create the mama course, the big course that is coming hopefully this year. I'm sure it will. I can't imagine it would take me that long. So again, like, it's all about alignment of, you have all of your life to do it all. And, you know, I can be guilty and say that I felt the pressure to, you know, launch things and do things and have everything. But now I've, you know, achieved so much, I'm like, well, I'm just going to let it flow. I'm just going to let whatever flows, flows, whatever crashes, crashes. And, you know, I felt so frustrated that, and even the membership took a long time for that to align. And then as soon as I had it, I did it all within a month and had it launched and everything. And I'd sat on that for 18 months. 18 months. I was like, I'm going to do this membership. I'm going to launch it. And in 1 month, it all came together. Platforms, logos, branding, name, trademarks, you name it, I did it all. And it didn't feel like hard work because I was passionate and was like, yes, this is feeling good. So really allow, and they're big things. Both of these things are probably the biggest content, but also the biggest worth as well in terms of what value it can give to people. So you can't rush that. And you don't want to rush it because then it's not going to be your best work either. And that's not in alignment for you. It's not in alignment for anybody following your work or your, you know, your clients, whoever follows your work. It's not going to serve anybody. So it's better to sit on things and take your time and work with your strengths now, because you're going to be able to serve people better. You're going to be able to show up better, which means your work is more well received anyway. So it's better to do a job properly than half-assed. Trust me, like I've made those mistakes before. So it's better to listen to that alignment. And if it's not feeling clear and it's not progressing, it's not right now. So sit on it, park it, put it on the icebox, as Donna, my OBM, says. That's operations manager. I'm like, what's an icebox? Why am I putting something on the icebox? So just park it. You can always come back to it, see how it feels in 6 months' time. And again, this course, I would say, 2 years now, 2 years I've wanted to do a spiritual course, and I'm like, you know, what am I going to do? Same with the membership. That's now been launched for 15, 16 months. And again, 18 months that took me to get that crystal clear alignment. So with anything, you're like, oh, Emma just banged that out. No, probably not. Probably I was sat on it for quite a few years and the alignment just came with it. So you know, there is no rush. You're here for a lifetime. You're not here for a season. You have the space and capacity to grow and evolve and allow that. Allow that journey to unfold exactly how it's meant to. If it's feeling overwhelming, it's not in alignment. If it's not feeling crystal clear, it's not in alignment. And, you know, if you've searched for that clarity for a while, it's not in alignment. Not yet, anyway. And there are ideas that I've wanted to do along the way and I felt like, yeah, I really want to do that. Doesn't quite flow, so I sit on it for a while, and then 2 months later I say to Donna, nope, don't even want to do that anymore. So it could be a multitude of things, that alignment where that clarity does come through, or actually something better is planned. So start with where you're at, start with your strengths and see where you go from there, because it's better to show up authentically and it's better to show up with your strengths rather than show up half-assed and, you know, all over the place and energetically all over the place as well in terms of your clarity and your message. It's not going to do you any favors. So I love when my clients, like at the end of our sessions, they're like, oh my God, I've sat on this for 6 months and you've solved it in a session. I'm like, yep. I was like, all we needed to do was simplify it and get clear and streamline what you actually need to do right now. So it is sometimes good to have that person there just guiding you and saying, you know, this is all you need to do right now. Like almost that bird's eye perspective where someone can look at the chaos or look at, you know, the confusion and say, well, actually, let's just pick up the strengths out of that. And then let's just, you know, focus on that. And, you know, I don't do anything magical. Well, maybe I do, but I don't believe any coach does anything magical. The answers are always within yourself. We're just those safe containers to help that work come to the surface and help that clarity be seen as well. And I always think it's good to get other people's opinions, right? Other people's opinions who are in the industry or in whatever or experience with those things, of course. So allow yourself to make it simple. Because simplicity is alignment, and simplicity is a great vibration to be in, even law of attraction wise, of manifesting and starting with where you're at, you know, starting with where you're at and working up from that space, whether it's knowledge, whether it's experience, whether it's whatever it is, even tech skills or whatever, you have to start, you have to meet yourself where you're at today, because that is the only version of you who's here. Like there is no other version of you yet. And as we know with self-development, it's a journey. Your business, a journey, your purpose, a journey. Nothing is ever like, bish, bash, bosh, got all the answers, let's go. Oh, hell no. And what would be the lessons and growth in that anyway? And I always think with people who want to be coaches as well, you have to realize like your clients are going to show you some of your deepest work. Like they're going to show up and reflect those lessons you're going through. And you need to go through lessons as well to be able to teach and coach your, I was going to say students, then your clients as such. So you have to go through life experience too. You have to go through all of these things to be able to help and serve other people. So also look at it from that perspective as well of like, you are, if obviously this is for your coach, you have, you know, taken that teacher role on, that teacher hat, like be prepared to learn some stuff. Wish someone had told me that at the beginning. Anyway, I hope this podcast has helped you guys, and I hope it has really served you and maybe given you some clarity, and hopefully, yeah, given you some steps forward that you can work with. So of course, everything I've spoken about is in the description down below if you want clickable links. But yes, keep it simple, guys, is my best advice. But I hope you all have amazing success and abundance in your businesses or in your purpose if you are not self-employed. And please do let me know if this conversation has resonated with you today over in my Law of Attraction support group on Facebook, or DM me on Instagram or an email, whatever you fancy. So thank you so much, guys, for listening to my podcast. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love to see you again soon. Don't forget, you can also join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. I hope you have a great week, whatever you're up to, and I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.